This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world, they've gone searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
Yep, this is the Record Store Recon episode of the Goldmine Podcast. Thank you, Chris Dose, bassist, singer of Anti-Flag, for creating that cool acoustic intro for this episode podcast. Very cool stuff. And thanks to Goldmine contributor Alan Brostoff for setting that up. This is Patrick Prince, editor of Goldmine, the music collector's magazine since 1974. If you're unfamiliar with the name Goldmine all this time, it is a magazine that covers music artists you love to collect, with interviews and stories on collectibles. You could check out Goldmine at goldminemag.com. And the good news recently is that digital subscriptions are back. For only $20, you can get a full year of Goldmine delivered right to your inbox. So you can go to www.goldminemag.com/subscribe-2. That's goldminemag.com/subscribe-2. Okay, on this particular episode, we will review Guest Room Records in Louisville, Kentucky, with the old Dr. Disc, who is a reviewer of Record Store Recon, the column in print. But first, we will talk to Angie of Strictly Discs Records in Madison, Wisconsin, which is on Monroe Street between UW-Madison and Edgewood campuses. Right there, smack in the middle. Angie, co-owner of the store, will tell us her experience during this time of coronavirus lockdown we're all experiencing, how it's affected small businesses like her record store, which has been hit hard like any other record store. And we'll ask Angie how it has affected sales, employees, and the store's importance in the local community of Madison. Then after we speak to Angie, we'll go over our latest Record Store Recon review. Like I said, Guest Room Records and Louisville, Kentucky, another quality record store. So we'll be joined by Angie and Dr. Disc, our roving reporter. He's been reviewing record stores anonymously for the column Record Store Recon for almost a decade. But we'll return right after this message from Adam and Eve. And now this advertising message is from Adam and Eve. This is for all our listeners who are in a relationship and want to add to it by going to adamandeve.com. Adam and Eve are an upscale specialty boutique for discerning couples. And if you go to adamandeve.com, you can find and get free stuff. We all know free stuff is awesome, but free stuff to spice up the bedroom is even better, and adamandeve.com has it. You can select almost any one item for 50% off, and then they will load you up on free stuff. All you have to do is just enter the offer code GOLDMINE at checkout, GOLDMINE at checkout, and get 10 tantalizing free gifts. You can get a sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy. And 6 free spicy movies as well, plus free shipping, which is always great. That's offer code GOLDMINE at checkout at adamandeve.com. Welcome, Dr. Disc, to, again, the Record Store Recon episode on Goldmine Podcast. The doctor is going to bring in a guest.
Well, certainly. Strictly Discs out of Madison, Wisconsin, one of the premier record stores in the Midwest, probably one of the best selections of used records you'll find.
All right, so we're going to get Angie on the phone, and we'll talk a little bit about the situation a lot of record stores are facing during the COVID-19 epidemic. And we'll take it from there, and then we'll talk a little bit about Guest Room Records.
Hi there.
Hey, Angie, how are you?
Oh, I think about as well as can be expected.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at your site and seeing that the governor of Wisconsin has a shelter-in-place order, you suspended curbside pickup and home delivery options, I think last week, right? March 24th?
For the most part. There were some new release orders that were on their way to us when that happened, as well as some things that were already in the store. And so I'm still working from here every day, so my kind of workaround to get those in the hands of people who want them is I just have them call me about 5 minutes out, and I set it outside, and they pick it up that way.
Yeah.
But for the most part, that is kind of dwindling as we're kind of trying to steer most people to our website for new releases and other product rather than having it come here.
Have you found an uptick of sales on the website, though? More people going?
We have, absolutely.
Okay, that's good.
That's great. I think, you know, all the cliches about record stores sometimes can be true, and the fact is that we have a lot of contact with our customers. So I think trying to kind of feed that need while steering people to kind of an impersonal platform is a challenge, but it certainly makes it a little bit easier because, you know, we went from a staff of 12 to a staff of 1, which is me.
Right.
So, you know, some days it can be a little bit of an uphill battle to get everything taken care of.
Yeah. Is there any indication from the governor when stores might open again?
Well, he, you know, in that initial shelter-at-home order, he gave us a month. So that, at a minimum, would take us through April 24th, if that wasn't changed, extended, or shortened. So that's kind of what I'm basing, you know, best-case scenario. If things were better, it would be the 24th. I'm not necessarily certainly holding my breath for that because I just don't know what, you know, what the next week is going to hold, let alone tomorrow.
What I'm wondering is, with a lot of record stores, if this uptick of online sales will make up for any sales inside the store. Because a lot of the joy of buying records is going to the record store, for me at least.
Right, absolutely. And I think that is the challenge. And hopefully talking to somebody at that store who gets your music taste and, you know, can turn you on to something great. And so I think that there will be an element of that. I think naturally, I don't think, well, and also a store like ours who sells so much used product with our main platform in the same sort of way, you know, I think inevitably we're going to see a drop in sales, but it's just a matter of if we can maintain things level that allows us, you know, to start back up in a strong fashion.
Are you still buying collections, or everything has, even that has stopped, record collections?
So, you know, Ron, we're a true mom and pop. So my husband is working out of our warehouse space, and he has still been doing some buying of collections. I think a fair number of those were already through the door before the changes that came about last week. I don't know how many have come about since then.
Right.
For the most part, when I've gotten calls from people here expressing interest to bring things down, I've, you know, asked them if it's something that can wait, and for the most part, everyone has said yes. And so I've kind of been steering folks that way just to kind of alleviate a little bit of the risk of doing that.
Right. Do you keep in contact with other record stores from the state or, you know, in the Midwest? And do you find that they're...
Well, we are super fortunate because we're part of the Coalition of Independent Music Stores. That's a 44-store coalition. In fact, we had a town hall conference call yesterday, and so it's always, I cannot tell you how great it is to be able to communicate with that group of people and share what everybody else is doing and best practices and what does this look like and all of those scenarios that they're working through as well. So that's, we joined about 10 years ago, and it was a, it's always been an asset for us, but especially in times like this.
What's the general, I mean, obviously everyone's bummed and, you know, worried. How do they feel about sales? Is it pretty much like you, where they are finding that online sales are increasing, but still concerned?
You know, I think it varies. I think the, you know, one of the number one things people are concerned about is their people and making sure everybody has what they need at home. I know that's the thing that concerns me the most. But of course, everybody's worried about numbers. Everybody's worried about still being viable and strong when we are able to reopen. You know, even yesterday, there's, you know, still a lot of evolving information as far as what some of the Small Business Administration is going to offer folks like us.
Yes.
So that's kind of, you know, there's a little bit still, just as this process has been from the beginning, of uncertainty. And I think, you know, that's what keeps most of us up at night, I suppose.
Right, right.
Will you share with us a little about some of the unique things that you guys have been doing in the recent week to maybe bring in some additional income?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing that we've done, and all the credit goes to one of our regular customers, when faced with the reality of homeschooling his children, he thought, could we bring a random crate of records to his home that the kids could use as music education, as far as exploring what was actually on the records, even how much they were worth, you know, all that sort of kind of research in that process. And, you know, the power of social media, Ron put it on Instagram when he dropped it off at his porch. And then a lot of other people have expressed interest in getting one of those, whether it be LPs or 7-inches. And so he's still doing that. We're still curating those boxes of both records and 45s. And he has been dropping those on people's porches. And then occasionally people are also picking it up here at the shop. So that's been the main thing that we've done. And I guess, you know, we're fortunate because we have a warehouse with a really deep inventory of records. So that's been something that we could pull from to make these boxes. So that's been, I think, a way for us to still feel like we're connected with customers in the same way that we typically are, and people have had a lot of fun with it.
There's a lot more social media activity, huh?
Than usual. Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a way for, well, certainly, you know, some of us or some people have a lot more time on their hands, so they can keep up with folks that maybe they wouldn't have had time to do when they were working a normal or traditional work week. But also, I think it obviously feeds all of our connection or need to connect with people in a time when we can't do that in a traditional way. So I think that is drawing people there. We're certainly trying to keep it more about, and we typically do, but really more about our customers and people's faces and, you know, the experience of the joy and connection that music can bring.
Well, I hope people can go to strictlydiscs.com and check out your site and order there.
Absolutely.
I just appreciate and respect the heck out of this store. As I told you, Pat, before we called in, I think this is probably one of the premier stores in the Midwest, and I appreciate her taking the time to talk with us.
And thanks for thinking about you guys.
Thank you so much, and all the best during these trying times.
Same to you.
All right. Thank you, Angie.
Okay, you better
take care. So, Doug, did you? I assume you saw what Taylor Swift did for Grimes.
No, I did not. Maybe you could fill me in.
Oh, she stepped up and she is providing health insurance for 3 months.
Wow!
For all of the Grimes employees, and is covering their payroll, I think, for the next month.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
I've never Hey, I've never criticized her. My son has listened to her once when he was younger, and I never had a problem with that listening to her because some pop drives me crazy, and it's hard for me to listen to. I never had a problem with her where, in fact, her songs can be very enjoyable. So I'm not one of those snobs.
I'm not a fan of hers, of her music, but right. I just think this is a really stand-up thing to do.
She's always done stand-up stuff, so I'm not surprised. Yeah. So, Dr. Dis, do you want to journey forth into the guest room of Guest Room Records?
Yeah.
Louisville, Kentucky. You gave them high marks, not a 40, but pretty damn close, 37, I believe.
Yep. It's a really good story.
Louisville, Kentucky. Is there a lot going on in Louisville? If anyone is listening to this that is from Louisville, I'm sorry. I'm just never been there.
Truly, it's kind of a growing, happening scene. There's just in the area that I was in, there are three or four different record stores around Guest Room. But I chose Guest Room specifically because when I had done an interview at Riot Fest with the boys from
White Reaper,
White Reaper, they had mentioned that this was by far their favorite record store, and so I thought, well, this would be a great way to follow up from an interview and check them out, and I can understand why they recommend this record store.
And they're probably closed too at the moment because of the virus.
I believe they are, but I believe they're doing mail order still.
Yeah, if you go to Guest Room Records, Louisville.com, you can do some mail order. But first off, why Guest Room? It looks like the shop is in front of a house. Is it a converted guest room of the house?
It may be. I will tell you, it is a very comfortable setting.
Yeah.
So it does look like it's an old house. Mm. And actually, you step up into a landing to get into the back half of the store. So Travis and Lisa, who are the owners, I think have done an absolute wonderful job with the store. Really gives you that warm feeling. And they do a lot to encourage people to kind of hang out in the store with live DJ sets from not only their employees, but kind of famous musicians and DJs in the community come in and spin records periodically.
Yeah, you said they have 7 employees, but one is a DJ that spins music while in the store.
Yep.
So that's very interesting. I've seen people, obviously play music, but usually it's anyone. I never seen like a DJ booth or anything like that. So that's pretty unique.
Yep.
You also said that they have a lot of artwork from local artists.
Yep. And that's kind of going back to the initial statement of where I talked about how Louisville is kind of an up and coming community. I mean, I think it's changing over and it's becoming a lot more pop culture-ish. Mm. And so, there's a lot of local artists and, the store does a really good job of displaying artwork from some of them.
Do they have a lot of local music artists as well? Their albums?
Yes.
Good.
Yep. They have a selection of local artists. Obviously fully stocked with everything White Reaper you would need to find, but, lots of other local artists also.
I guess this must pass the Dr. Dis test because there's good swag there.
Yes. Yeah. Everything about this store I liked. I mean, they had some good swag. The t-shirts are nice, very light material, comfortable. They have the largest collection of box sets I have ever seen in my life. A whole wall of box sets.
Mm.
And I can't imagine what it costs to even get all that inventory of box sets, but I'm sure there is something out there they don't have, but I couldn't find it. If it was a box set, you'll find it at this store.
And you said the prices in general are very good, so the box sets prices are decent?
Yeah, I was very impressed with the prices on everything there. They did not have a used copy of Rumors for me to gauge against, but their prices did seem very, very fair.
That's funny. How about, you said there was a nice book inventory, used books, yep, and new books, and you said they had the best selection or the largest selection of those 33 and a third book series that you've ever seen.
Yeah, there were probably, gosh, they had to have had between 50 and 75 different titles from the 33 and a third series. I know I picked up Pipers at the Gates of Dawn, and I picked up Kick Out the Jams, and I thought those would be fun reads. Mm. And if you've never experienced the 33 and a third series, it's a great way to learn more about a specific album and the time period and everything that was kind of going on at that time around that whole album.
I believe one of our writers, yeah, Jillian Garr, has one for Nirvana, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Now, how did the owners meet? And they also have stores in Oklahoma.
The owners, so Travis and Lisa are married, owners, and they have some shops also in Oklahoma, but they spend primarily their time in Louisville. They have other people who are managing the stores in Oklahoma. But because of that, they both mentioned to me their relationship that they've got with Wayne Coyne from Flaming Lips, who has been passionate about record stores in the past, going so far as, I think, visiting like 4 or 5 different record stores across the country a few years ago on Record Store Day and doing signings for like 2 to 3 hours. But they mentioned the time when he came into the store and was there like all day long just signing and talking to people.
Wow. That's pretty damn cool. And speaking of Record Store Day, they have a pretty productive one. Of course, it's postponed until June, but it used to coincide with Thunder Over Louisville, is it? Which was fireworks galore.
Thunder Over Louisville. Yep. They say it is the longest fireworks display in the country.
Wow.
And then they usually, so they'll shut down while the fireworks display is going on, and then they have bands. But, you know, they start early in the morning like everybody else, and they have DJ spinning music and sales on their used stuff, but they were telling me they get a pretty good selection of Record Store Day inventory.
Very cool. Well, I hope our listeners and readers, they're featured in the May issue of Goldmine, will check them out. And we'll talk to you soon, Doctor.
Yeah, next installation or installment will be a look at Ernest Tubb Records in Nashville, an institution since 1947. Nice. And I hope people noticed, leading into this, we've got theme music now, and I'd like to give a shout out to Chris Tu from Annie Flag, who took the time during this unique situation to pen that for us and record it. And so we're pretty excited. We now officially have theme music.
Well, Goldmine likes to give musicians an opportunity to, you know, we want to help them out in this weird time, as well as record stores. Okay, Dr. Disc, you've been a good elixir for this week. It's been a hard week, and living in the New York City area for me has been quite, downer and tragic. But, we're all in this together, and we'll see you next month. Hopefully that will be much better news.
Yep, hopefully it will be.
Thanks, Doc. Bye now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Disc. Thanks, Angie, co-owner of Strictly Discs Records in Madison, Wisconsin. Go to strictlydiscs.com and support the record store by mail ordering something. Every little bit helps. You can also go to Guest Room Records, Louisville.com to visit Guest Room Records in Louisville. Okay, that's all for now. This is Patrick Prince, editor of Goldmine, signing off. Don't forget to go to goldminemag.com to read exclusive content you can't get in the print mag. The print mag is usually on sale at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million, but many of those stores are closed at the moment due to the pandemic. But if they are open, you can get it on the newsstand. Check your local store hours to see if they're open. However, if they are closed, you can get Goldmine in print by subscribing. Get 68% off the cover price. Go to goldminemag.com or specifically go to goldminemag.com/subscribe-2. That's www.goldminemag.com/subscribe-2. And you can now get a digital subscription there too, if that's your preference. Only $20 a year. That's 68%, like I said, 68% off the cover price. Well, we'll see you next time on the Goldmine Podcast. Stay safe and sound during these challenging times.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world, they've gone searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.